WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everyone? It's Dylan Brooks here, coming at you live with another dose of everyday stoicism. Ever feel like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, always barking orders and pointing out your flaws? You know that feeling when every little mistake feels like a monumental failure? We've all been there, right? Well, today we're tackling something super important. Practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and sometimes those curveballs knock us flat on our faces. It's in those moments that true strength emerges not from beating ourselves up, but from showing ourselves the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. So, strap in, because we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a kinder, more forgiving relationship with yourself. 1. Recognize your imperfection. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. We're all human, and humans are nearly flawed. There's no such thing as perfection, not in life, not in relationships, not even in that sourdough bread you've been slaving over for weeks. Accepting this reality takes a load off our shoulders because we stop striving for an impossible standard. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend made a mistake, maybe something similar to the one you just fumbled. Would you berate them? No. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them that everyone messes up sometimes, and help them learn from it. So why wouldn't you extend the same kindness to yourself? 3. Challenge your inner critic. That nagging voice in your head, constantly judging and criticizing. Time to put a stop to it. Become aware of its negative chatter and gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is this helpful? Would I say this to a friend? By questioning those harsh inner voices, you can start to reframe them into more supportive and encouraging ones. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to cultivating self-compassion. When you're caught up in thoughts about past mistakes or worries about the future, it's easy to become overwhelmed by negativity. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to bring yourself back to the present moment and find a sense of calm. 5. Remember your strengths. We all have unique talents, skills, and qualities that make us special. Take some time to reflect on your strengths and accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Acknowledging your positive attributes helps build self-esteem and reminds you that you're capable of great things. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're trying to bake the perfect cake, but it ends up being a bit, well, let's just say undercooked. You feel frustrated, disappointed, and maybe even tempted to toss the whole thing in the trash. But then, you remember those words of wisdom we talked about. Self-compassion and forgiveness. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that it didn't turn out as planned, but instead of berating yourself, you decide to learn from the experience. Maybe you need to adjust the baking time next time, or maybe you just need to embrace the fact that sometimes, even cakes have imperfections. Think about a recent situation where you were hard on yourself. Could you approach it with more self-compassion? Imagine offering yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in a similar situation. What would that look like? So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you cultivate a kinder relationship with yourself. Recognizing your imperfections, treating yourself like a friend, challenging your inner critic, practicing mindfulness, and remembering your strengths. Remember, this isn't about becoming complacent or excusing bad behavior. It's about approaching life with more grace, understanding, and resilience. You've got this. I believe in you. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder of their own awesomeness, and don't forget to leave a review if it resonated with you. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep showing yourself some love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.